Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nice with an exclamation point. Temperatures this afternoon will warm nicely after this cold morning early this morning. A bit of patchy frost inland. We soar into the upper 60s to mid 70s this afternoon. A 30 to 35 degree temperature recovery for many neighborhoods. It'll be cool tonight, but not as cold. Mostly in the 40s, some 50s at the beaches. And that sets us up for a warm Wednesday. Out ahead of a cold front that's part of a strong storm system moving across the northern U.S. But this front loses its gusto, if you will, as it moves into our area. So temperatures ahead of that front tomorrow will flirt with the 80-degree mark. The record tomorrow is 83 degrees, the record high temperature, and we'll be close tomorrow. And that front kind of settles across the area Thursday and Friday, bringing slightly cooler temperatures, but not much. Now, there will be an onshore wind out of the northeast. Water temperatures are now down into the mid-60s, so that has a profound impact at our beaches, where high temperatures will have a tendency to hold in the mid to upper 60s, or perhaps make a run towards 70 through early afternoon, and then dip into the mid to upper 60s, while inland temperatures will soar into the 70s both days. Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday look mild and really quite nice. Any plans that you have, whether it's travel, Christmas decorating, shopping, whatever the case may be, we're in good shape. So speaking of travel weather, for tomorrow, the big travel day on a Wednesday, the problems are across the northern U.S. and the far western U.S., so far removed from Jacksonville, northeastern Florida, but there may very well be a ripple effect from some of those major hubs across the north, particularly from the Midwest to the Great Lakes, centered on Chicago, where high winds could cause airport delays tomorrow. The snow stays north and west of Chicago, but they'll have the wind to deal with, and so will Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh, and Buffalo, all potential impacts at the airports, and then in the west, U.S., there'll be plenty of mountain snow and rain in the lower elevations. And then we have yet another storm system for the end of the holiday weekend that'll be marching eastward Saturday, Sunday, right on into Monday. Should bring us our first rainfall since what we had on Saturday night with that latest front come late Sunday and Sunday night. That may impact the Jags game. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff that looks to start out dry and warm with temperatures well into the 70s and perhaps flirting with 80 degrees, only to see an increase in clouds and the potential for some showers, especially in the second half. We'll continue to update you, of course, on the timing of that front and that potential for rainfall. And then it does look like we'll have a couple of chillier days early next week once that front moves through, though it still doesn't look like anything that would last terribly long or be terribly severe for this time of year. And in that leading up to that day on Sunday with the front coming in, Saturday looks quite warm yet again. In the tropics, there are no areas of concern, and the countdown is on now, less than a week left in the 2019 hurricane season. And in the Burrish blog, I have posted some links to travel weather, whether it's by air or by car, by highway, and also information on a right whale that was spotted not far off our coast, 6 miles off the coast of Mayport over the weekend. Great to see. And information on the right whale and why it's so important is in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Enjoy the beautiful weather with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.